This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
On Wednesday, Pueblo County Commissioners passed a resolution to officially oppose SB 21200, which would require Xcel Energy Comanche 3 power plant to close 5 years earlier than its planned 2040 closure date. Commissioners expressed concern over the economic hit to Pueblo if the plant closes early. El Paso County health officials announced Thursday they will not implement a local dial or any additional restrictions beyond what the state already implemented. According to El Paso County Public Health, more than 210,000 people in El Paso County have been fully vaccinated. Despite that, COVID-19 cases and positivity rates have been on the rise. A man is in the hospital with life-threatening injuries after being shot in a burglary gone wrong early Thursday. Falcon officers responded to a reported burglary in the 6700 block of North Academy Boulevard early Thursday morning. Police said a neighbor confronted the person attempting to steal from the building, and a physical fight broke out. Well, to prevent fraudulent vaccine cards from circulating online, 45 attorney generals, including Colorado Phil Weiser, are calling on social media and tech companies to crack down. In a letter to the CEOs of Twitter, Shopify, and eBay, officials asked that companies take action to prevent the sale of fake vaccine cards on their platforms. At least one person was trapped in a vehicle after a serious accident that happened in East Colorado Springs Friday morning. The Colorado Springs Fire Department reported the crash happened near Aero Plaza Drive and Powers Boulevard. It's not yet clear what led to the crash, but slippery conditions after Thursday's snowstorm have resulted in numerous crashes across the city. The city of Colorado Springs wants people to participate in the 150th anniversary celebration. They're asking the public to share photos of the then and now to celebrate the city's history. Residents, visitors, businesses, and organizations, just to name a few, are asked to share the then and now side-by-side comparison photos of the city.
Good morning, I'm StormTracker 13 meteorologist Marty Vanachinkway. A little dusting of snow across parts of town through the night last night. We'll have more snow today. The majority of that's going to fall over the higher terrain south and southwest of Pueblo. But we couldn't rule out maybe some spotty light snow showers around the Pikes Peak Ridge and maybe an inch or two somewhere in Teller County. Wouldn't worry about that kind of accumulation in Colorado Springs today, but it will be cool. Highs only around 40 in the Springs. We have a few raindrops around Pueblo at times today under a mixture of clouds and sun. Looking for mid-40s. Only about 30 up in Teller County. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.